Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Marie Dubuque is our guest, youtube.com/Marie Dubuque is how you find her online, and hope you'll check her out. How many videos you got up now, Marie?
Oh, my gosh, like 1,000, I think.
Something under a million, we're pretty sure, ladies and gentlemen.
And the crazy questions. Oh my God.
Yeah, you got a really weird one recently, didn't you?
Yes, and I get them quite a bit.
Really?
People want to know, yeah, if they can, they have this crush on someone that they see in a store, say, and that's why all of your listeners are small business owners, so I thought I should pose this question to you. Say someone asks you, well, I have a crush on the clerk at the local independent grocery store or the local independent bookstore.
Right.
Now, should you have some kind of a policy with dating customers?
Because are these kids?
This customer is a big person,
you talking
big customer.
Are you talking about kids? You know, 20-somethings?
Young adults.
Yeah.
And say that this is
way out of my league.
A big family, you
this
know,
is
a big
way out
family
of my league
in the community.
Because see, I'm not very good with dating because my wife won't let me date, and so, I'm kind of lost in that area. But yeah, what do you think? What do you tell them?
Well, I say tread carefully, and the problem on the other end with a small business owner is, you know, we all live in a big small town, and what happens if this customer is a member of a big family where everybody knows everybody, and you start dating even the cashier at the local grocery store?
Well, I think if it's
and then they break up.
If these are young people, and the person who's working for the business is just an employee, I think all that's fair game. I mean, I think all rules are off. I mean, I wouldn't tell an employee of mine, a young man or a young woman, not to date somebody who came in to do business. However, if I had a sales manager who wanted to date the purchasing agent of a company, you know, we might have to talk about that a little bit. I mean, I'm not saying I would
right.
stop them, but that's a whole different level of business.
Right, and it's almost along the same lines as dating a coworker, wouldn't you say?
But you know what Marie said in Mama said Marie what's the name? And My Big Fat Greek Wedding. You know what she said? The heart wants what the heart wants. You're not going to get in the way of that, you know.
right. But then, I mean, I just keep seeing that everyone with the internet, we're all so connected, and the world is getting smaller.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to date someone, and say not even a cashier and a customer, like you said, maybe it's a
I didn't even think the young kids dated anymore, Marie. I didn't think they even dated like you and I think about dating. I thought they just hung out in groups these days. Do they even date anymore?
Yeah, and then it's worse. With the internet, then it's worse. They break up and they're in the same social circle. and it just gets worse.
I am so glad. All I gotta say, Marie, is I am so glad that you're out there feeling these questions. And they're not getting to me. Every morning I wake up saying, thank God for Marie Dubuque.
I know, and it gets sticky. And I've seen people, like, that, for instance, coworkers, they get married, and it's wonderful. They've been
now,
on the
coworkers, phone, coworkers is,
yeah, that's
is
a whole other ballgame.
That's a whole other ballgame. And I know companies where this happens, and I know a company where nepotism runs wild, and dating within the company is okay, and marriage, nobody loses their job, and the darn company is one of the best companies I've ever been around. It just
works. It work.
It works for them.
And then they let the employees just figure it out. If they
you know
break
what?
Up,
well,
they
yeah,
to
I
work
think,
together.
I think they don't work for each other like that. But my point is, I think what they do. Is I think they give people credit for having more sense than maybe some other companies do. You know, more and having more judgment and letting people be happy. I think that's part of it, don't you?
Right, instead of having policies. Now, here's another dilemma that I want to throw out there. You know, with Yelp reviews and everything, somebody gets crazy. They date someone at the company. They're a customer. They go crazy, they write all these bad reviews on Yelp because they dated somebody, and they want to get back at everyone there at the workplace, at the whatever it is, wherever it is.
That's a problem.
It's the grocery store. It's the store at the mall.
But you know what? That person's going to do that regardless. That person's going to do that even regardless. I mean, if the employee turns them down, they're going to write something. I mean, that's one of the one of the negative parts of social media, is dealing with the idiots. You know, the people who are you know, they've just got a problem. And the single most asked question of me when I'm giving speeches is, how do I deal with negative social media? And I tell them there's only one way to do it, and that's to outnumber, to already have on your social media your social media footprint, to already have more positives than the negatives before they
right
hit,
right and these and the thing that is really intriguing in a way is, like, my son's 20 and he lives and dies by Yelp. He will not go to a restaurant if it doesn't have a 5-star Yelp review, and I'm like, wow, what kind of pressure is that? Now, in a way, it's great because Yelp loves independent businesses, so that puts the chains out. But so these independent businesses, they're really dependent on Yelp reviews, and it puts a lot of pressure on them. I just find that fascinating.
But, you know, pressure to help you achieve excellence, that's not bad, is it?
Right, right, right.
Hey, Marie, I got to wrap it up.
Off the subject.
I got to wrap it up. YouTube.com/MarieDubuque. Marie, come back soon.
So much.
Good job, Marie. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.